Hi, Verity. Could you just explain what you thought you meant by introduce yourself as well?
Yes, my name is Verity Riley Collins. I'm a cancer patient. I've been so indignant by some of the treatment that we get as British cancer patients. I started a website called after-cancer.com. And I wanted to ask the minister when he came today as to why cancer patients are now having to wait far beyond the so-called two-week waiting list to get our tests and things. Of course, this was a PR exercise. They got far too many people in the room. They've got a whole lot of governors who are going to say how wonderful the hospital was, but very few people actually able to put over their point about what we actually needed from the hospital and what we were worried was going to be cut in the new bill.
And what are your fears for the new bill?
The new bill, unfortunately, has made an absolute pig's ear of our GP, a local GP. The local GPs, all the senior partners, have been in meetings, day-long meetings, day after day after day, for the last 6 weeks, and we haven't been able to get to see them. Now, we're very worried that we are told that our drugs are going to be cut and that they're going to have to look very carefully at what we're being given, and also we're worried about commissioning.
Okay. What's your cancer that you're suffering? Can I ask you, because you mentioned
it was breast cancer.
And do you want to pass the phone over to the next person so we can continue?
Hello.
Hello. Just introduce yourself and tell us what you thought of the event today, sir.
Yeah, my name's Mark Phillips. I've been a patient here at the Beta Cell Diabetic Centre for some time. My sons were also born here, so I've had a fair experience of the Chelsea and Westminster, which in general is an excellent hospital. But ultimately, I'm not sure if today's meeting will really achieve very much in the sense of providing any changes to the existing legislation.
Why do you think that?
What can anybody in a room full of carefully selected people and a meeting that lasts less than an hour, how many changes are going to be actioned? I mean, my biggest point was about joining up the disparate bits of hospitals and GPs that don't always seem to talk to each other, getting my patient records between my GP and two hospitals that I attend is proving almost impossible. It can take 2 or 3 weeks, and when it's something that should be done at the press of a button, it's that sort of low-level integration that I think needs to be tackled in order to make the NHS more efficient.
And did you get a chance to talk to the minister?
Only very briefly. I managed to put the point about transferring records between places, and he said it is something that they are concerned about. But as I say, whether the changes that they're proposing will have any effect on that, I don't know. When you've got more smaller centres managing their own budgets, how are you going to implement an overall system?
Okay, thank you for that. Can you pass us on to the next patient, please?
Hello.
Hello. Could you introduce yourself and just say what you thought of the event today with Nick Clegg?
My name is Rebecca McLaughlin, and I'm a parent of a child who was cared for in hospital in paediatrics and neonatal. I thought it was excellent. I thought he and his colleagues seemed to genuinely listen and want the feedback. I get the impression, though, that it's a rather they put the coach before the horses in this occasion, but it's something to be welcomed, and I hope that they roll this out into other hospitals to get genuine feedback from people who've had experiences of the NHS.
Did you manage to actually make that point to the Minister that you were appreciative, although there was a bit of a sequencing issue?
No, because there were too many people trying to make that point, but I did make a point, which was that one thing I'd like to see is that that parents and families get genuinely more choice about where their children are cared for, and that's at a hospital that's nearer to their home.
Did you find that was a problem with your child when you were getting treatment?
Not directly. We were lucky. We were given this hospital. We had effectively three choices. I suppose the decision was basically made for us because the care and the skill and the speciality was here at Chelsea Westminster. But we certainly, in the 4 months that our daughter was here, met other parents who travelled a long way every day from Brighton and from down in Hampshire.